Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol Thursday, the State Assembly Education Committee approved a bill that would allow school districts to hire superintendents who lack an education license.
Committee Chair Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay said he heard complaints from administrators that the move would cheapen the work they do.
You know, I had someone say, well, you know, barbers and cosmetologists, they have to have licenses, but you're saying that superintendents don't. I don't think that's a fair comparison.
Opponents said the bill would weaken districts and make it harder for the Department of Public Instruction to handle problem staff and administrators. The bill now goes to the full assembly. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Also on Thursday, the assembly's education committee took testimony on several bills about Native American curriculum and students. Oneida Nation Secretary Lisa Ligon spoke in favor of increasing the amount of Native American studies that students would have to complete during their school careers.
The Oneida Nation feels it's necessary for our schools in the state of Wisconsin to have those minimum academic standards and correct resources when teaching about the first people of this land.
Another bill would allow Native students to wear their tribal regalia and clothing at special events like graduation. The suspect in the mass shootings in Maine has a connection to Wisconsin. CNN reports that Clifford Steves of Massachusetts told the network he knew Robert Card when they served together in the U.S. Army Reserves during the 2000s and 2010s. Steves says one of the places he and Card were stationed was Wisconsin. Card is the suspect in the massacre at a Lewiston, Maine bowling alley and restaurant that killed at least 18 people and injured 13 others. Officials have said Card is a trained firearms instructor. Steves, who said Card was one of the best shooters in his unit, told CNN that he didn't witness any concerning behavior from Card while he served alongside him. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom and when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
A Southeast Wisconsin police chief died Wednesday. Don Gaglione became chief of the Big Bend Police Department in 2014 after serving the Milwaukee Police Department for 32 years. Gaglione's death comes shortly after Big Bend's village board voted to disband its police department in favor of a plan to have dedicated Waukesha County Sheriff's deputies patrolling and providing police services in Big Bend and the village of Vernon. That decision hasn't yet been finalized. And tomorrow is Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says state residents consistently lead the nation in drugs safely disposed of.
There was over 55,000 pounds collected this past spring over essentially a six-month period.
It's easy to participate with 140 events planned and over 490 drop boxes around the state where you can safely dispose of unused and unwanted medications year-round. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. People in Maine, along with the FBI and other agencies, frantically searching for Robert Card. He is the Army reservist and suspected gunman in this week's mass shooting. 18 people killed, 13 injured. ABC's Derek Dennis in Lewiston.
Lewiston Police Chief David St. Pierre thanking the hundreds of law enforcement actively searching and for the community around Lewiston under an extended shelter-in-place lockdown.
Again, I will ask the community to be as patient as possible with this process, realizing that there are many, many moving parts and coordination of efforts involved between multiple agencies.
Police also looking into Card's association with anyone at the bowling alley and bar and his history with mental health issues. An Israeli Defense Forces spokesman says the Army is expanding its ground activity tonight. Israel already alerting family members of 229 hostages. But several families in Israel and the U.S. tell ABC News they were not notified. This is ABC News. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson met with the president and his top advisors on the urgent aid needed for Israel and Ukraine.
The new House Speaker says Republicans are likely to set aside the president's $106 billion proposal and instead take up separate support measures for Israel and Ukraine. Mike Johnson told Fox News.
Our consensus among House Republicans is that we need to bifurcate those issues.
Johnson says the House may pass more aid for Israel than the $14 billion the president has requested, while looking for equal cuts elsewhere in the budget. Johnson says the U.S. will not abandon the Ukrainians, but House Republicans will demand more details before approving more funds. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The average cost of gasoline falling for the fifth straight week. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is now $3.53. That is 30 cents less than a month ago. In just a few hours, Game 1 of the World Series starts. Texas Rangers taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Former President George W. Bush throwing out the first ceremonial pitch. Andy Field, ABC News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Larry Lawrence Smart, age 75, Park Falls, died Sunday, October 22nd at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his long-term girlfriend, Beverly Jamison of Wausau. Survived also by his daughter, Stacy Shivalik of Moqua. Survived also by three grandchildren, by two great-grandchildren. Further survived by five siblings, Daryl Jean Smart of Glidden, by Robert Smart of Chippewa Falls, by Raymond Smart of Butternut, Kenneth Smart of Florida, and by Nancy Bledsoe of Orange Park, Florida, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held 11 a.m. Saturday, November 4th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held Saturday, November 4th at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Larry Lawrence Smart, 75, Park Falls. Bonnie Gay Heisler peacefully passed away at the age of 85 in Marshfield, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband, Richard, by her three daughters, Pamela B. Heisler of Phillips, by Teresa R. Staples of Phillips, and by Roxanne M. Horky of South Dakota. Survived also by her son, Fred Heisler of Phillips, and by Bonnie's sister, Phyllis Peters. Further survived by grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, and many great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service held at 3 p.m. Saturday, November 4th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips with Pastor Dean Arbs of St. John's Lutheran Church officiating. Visitation held 1 p.m. and continuing until the time of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Bonnie Gay Heisler, age 85. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. At 5:13, our day of giving continues as we are focusing in on the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. We've been doing this since 6 this morning, and we're having a pretty good day here. We're approaching the $6,000 mark in money that has been pledged or turned in. And we have still have some items, some bid items to take care of that we'll clean up in just a little bit here. I hope you consider giving. We have someone who is willing to match all donations up to $1,000, and we still have about 800 of that left. So anything you give to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, whether you as an individual or a business, will be matched between now and 6 o'clock. So give us a call at 715-762-3221. And we're going to talk a little bit about volunteers at the food pantry. We've had all of our board members in, except for Mr. Mike Boblick, and we talked bad about him a little bit already since he wasn't available. But we've got Jody Moderkirth with us, and she handles the volunteers at the food pantry. As far as if you want to volunteer, Jody would be your first contact. So, Jody, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you coming in.
Hi, Joel. So, yes, thanks for having me.
So if someone wants to volunteer at the food pantry, talk about that process. Let's get rid of that fear of the unknown. What's the steps to get in there and help out at the food pantry?
Yeah, it's really quite easy. They can reach out to us through our Facebook page, through Messenger.
Okay.
There's also the opportunity for them to step down to the pantry anytime that we're open between 9 and 11 on Saturdays.
Okay.
They can just stop in and say, hey, I'm interested in volunteering. And then they can also call our president, Gwen, and get a hold of us that way, and she will pass that information on to me. And Gwen's phone number is 715-769-3535.
Okay. And if someone says they want to volunteer, how much training is there? Is it hours? Is it days? Is it weeks in the Bahamas training?
No.
Or what is this?
I wish it was in the Bahamas. I'd be going with them.
We had a lot of volunteers. Yeah. What's the training process?
So really, it's just a pretty quick training where we discuss how our distribution is handled and what is expected of volunteers. So it only takes a little bit, I would say 15, 20 minutes at most. And then we have a sign-up sheet for volunteers, so you can pick your Saturdays that you would want to help out. Volunteers typically arrive on Saturdays around 8:30 in the morning because we open at 9, and then we close at 11. So it's nice because it doesn't take the whole day.
Right.
They have the rest of the day to do what they would like. We also have volunteer opportunities outside of our distribution on Saturdays. So there's the opportunity when we have truck come in to help out with putting things away on the shelves. And then we also have the backpack program. So,
all right. And you have a lot of volunteers that will maybe once a month. They're seasonal. They might be snow. They go down for warm weather. So, I mean, you're making the schedule monthly, so you're very flexible in working around people's schedules.
Yep, there's no pressure. Whenever somebody has availability to help out, we appreciate it. We do have a lot of snowbirds, so if there's anybody out there that's interested, please sign up.
In the wintertime, yeah.
We also have the opportunity for students to sign up. So if there's any high school students out there, we definitely enjoy having them coming down and helping out. Typically we have 3 volunteers downstairs during distribution, and we have the opportunity for 1 student downstairs and then 1 upstairs helping out with getting the food into the vehicles.
Yeah, and what's really nice about the way it's set up now is even in the wintertime, most of the volunteers are inside all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guys upstairs are ducking out a little bit, maybe a little cold here and there, but most of the volunteers, you're spending the whole time inside.
Yep, and it's pretty comfortable. We have a great group, so I'm just hoping that we'll get some contacts and people will volunteer and come down and help out.
Yeah, we got a good group. I could always use more, so you can stop on down Saturday mornings, or you can get a hold of Pastor Gwen at Christ the Servant, or 769-3535.
Yep.
can't remember your cell. I always remember that one. So it's easy to do. And Pastor Gwen, thank you, Jody. Appreciate it. And Gwen, we've been, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry has really been blessed because we already have a good core of volunteers, but we're always looking to kind of stabilize it and making sure we always have more, because you never know. There's just some people that duck away in the winter, and we got to have people there. We just got to have people there to distribute, right?
We do, and there's a lot of things that need to be done around the pantry too. Besides just Saturdays, we have the trucks that come in every other Tuesday, and then once a month on Friday. And then once that comes in, we have to, of course, stock the shelves and put things away. There are a group of women that come in on Monday mornings and just try to reorganize after a busy Saturday. And we do have a backpack program, and that usually gets packed early on Thursday so we can get it to the schools and make sure those backpacks go home with the kids on Friday. And, you know, and as Jody said, it's really a wonderful thing to have some students volunteer. You know, it's just a really wonderful feeling for them. It's a good opportunity. And, you know, we will sign anything if you need service hours for confirmation class or you need them for the National Honor Society. We will certainly sign volunteer hours. And it also looks good on college applications too, I suppose.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
And it is really fun. We have a lot of laughs, and it's just a good time there. Like Jody said, there's really no pressure. It's kind of on the job training, so come prepared to work even the first day, and it's really pretty simple. But just know that you are really helping people in our community that are food insecure, and that just don't have enough dollars to make, you know, meals go around for their children. And so it's really an important thing to do. And, of course, we love to have the young people because they have strong backs and, and a lot of energy, a lot more than us old folks do. So they're really good to have. But really anybody, as long as you can pick up probably about 30 or 35 pounds in a box, you know, we're pretty wonderful with volunteers, and it's just a good opportunity to get to know some people too if you're new in the area. You know, so lots of good reasons to volunteer.
It all comes together. The money is very important that we've been raising today, but bottom line is you can have all the money you want, but if you don't have any people, it's not going to happen, right?
No,
it's not going to happen.
No, and before I came here, I did look and see, and we have a list of over 70 people that volunteer. Not, of course, all at the same time or even all, you know, all together even once a month, but, you know, through the course of the month, we have a lot of people that do come down and help us out. So it's really appreciated.
Right, and the board of directors is a rotating board of directors, only supposed to be on there so long, so there's people out there that are interested in that. We always like to hear from people that have interest in being on the board, too.
You bet. We'll have a new seat open in January. And so, if you're interested in that and like leading in that fashion and volunteering that way, that's a good opportunity, too.
Right.
Especially since we'll be having a new president come January.
Yes, yes. Oh, I thought you were talking about the other, that president.
No, I was talking about you, Joel.
Oh, you're talking about me. All right, we need to move on from that. Well, thank you so much for all the work you do, Jody. The handing the volunteers is such a great way to contribute to the food pantry. And so is just cold hard cash. We're here till 6. If you've got a little something extra to give to the food pantry, just call us. We'll jot down your name. You can drop it off here. Or we're here till 6, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls, hanging out and winding down this fundraiser for the food pantry, approaching the $8,000 mark, which is just fabulous. You know, we did this last year, Gwen, and we had no idea what to expect. I told you last year, I said I'd be thrilled if we raised $5,000, and today it looks like we're going to pass and come real close to what we did last year. People are so generous.
They really are. And when we made up that sign or asked signature signs to make up that sign outside, our little thermometer, I had them put $15,000 on it. And so I guess we're going to save that sign for next year. And that'll be our goal for 2024.
We'll keep reaching for that, yeah. We'll update some of the final bid items here in just a little bit. Kennedy's still going to try to get me to eat that Green Bay Packer cupcake.
Yep.
Nothing else? That's it? Come on, they play on Sunday. Trash talk a little bit? Come on.
No, they're a good team.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to eat the cupcake, though. All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shopper. You got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
Let's Play Hockey. Sign up for youth hockey is going on right now. Check out the Price Ice Wolves Facebook page or call Thad at 518-3236. Equipment is available for you right now. Call Thad at 518-3236 and be a part of Price Ice Hockey. Check them out at Facebook, Price Ice Wolves.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Get ready for the second annual Fright Fest on October 28th, brought to you by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. At 1 p.m., catch a free, family-friendly movie at Park Theater. From 3 to 6 p.m., enjoy Trunk or Treat, Arts and Crafts, and Phillips Children's Museum activities. From 6 to 8 p.m., put on your best costume for a spooky party. And don't miss the Hayride, Rated R movie, Trunk or Treat prizes, and the epic pumpkin drop. It's all happening in downtown Park Falls on and around 2nd Avenue North on Saturday, October 28th. Join us for a day of frightful delights and family-friendly fun at Fright Fest, the Halloween event you won't want to miss. See the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for more information.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Who is a Bex player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, has just been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search Player with Heart. Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows dip down to about 25. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 36. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. Dry with temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. Lows level off around 21 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 38.
Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
Tell him that I ain't been on your mind.
But baby, don't you lie. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about, when you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Straight for you. Albert there. She's ready for the weekend. Gunpowder and lead. It's 22 before 8, and you're thinking, or 22 before 6, rather, it's 5:38. You're thinking, why is that morning guy on at 5:40 in the afternoon? Well, we're winding down.
5:30 in the morning. You've been asleep for 12 hours.
Yes, yes. It's daylight savings time, and you didn't turn your clock back 12 hours. Daylight savings time is not this weekend, by the way. It is next weekend, just so you're aware of that. We're winding down our Day of Giving, our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, second annual fundraiser. And we're doing pretty good. We still have a little bit of matching money lingering out there. As a listener has said, they would match up to $1,000 about an hour and a half ago, and we haven't gotten all that yet. So if you would like to give to an organization that is all volunteers, 100%, and gives food back to our people in our local community, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, just give us a call. We're going to be here for another 20 minutes till 6 o'clock. And then we're shot out of a cannon out of here into the weekend. So give us a call at 715-762-3221. Our final bid items. I will give you till the end of this commercial break to make a bid. Otherwise, they will all be moved out. St. Croix rods, 40% off. First quality rod certificate is at $35. Phone ending in 9203. Another 40% off. First quality rod certificate from St. Croix rods goes to number ending in 3126. The State Farm Wild View Trail Cam is at $25 right now. The Super One $25 gift certificate is at 25. One is at 25 and the other one is at 20. We have a $100 gift card donated by Park Falls Hardwoods, and two different people have given us the face value of $100. So we thank you so much. Same thing with Sweet Brew. We've got two of the Sweet Brew certificates for $10, and face value was given for both of those by 1606. Thank you so much. We have the Wildwoods Taxidermy certificate, $100 toward your taxidermy work. Current bid is only $10 on that. That's the final steal of the day. And also we have a Woods Edge restaurant at Moose Jaw Resort, a $10 dining certificate. We do not have a bid on that. So your final couple chances to get in on those. And that's it. Everything else has sold. We do have, I will mention, we do have the bucket from the builders. All the items from the builders sold except for the one that has two bottles of hand sanitizer, two containers of surface wipes, and two boxes of masks. So if you want a bid on that, that's available also. 715-762-3221. Can we make the studio hotline, Austin, ring for a final time?
I wonder if we can.
Oh, such joy we would find to hear the bleep, 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 bleep of the phone at 715-744. That was a pretty good impersonation of that ring. Mm-hmm. Thank you. 744-1006. The studio, Austin, off-air hotline. Can we make it ring one final time to bring
us joy?
We shall
see.
Yes.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Nothing slows my little girl down except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to unfall apart. And I've been thinking that's neon lights.
Round up your friends for an electrifying performance by Runaway June on Saturday, November 18th at Lake of the Torches. Proclaimed by Billboard magazine as the next hot trend in country music, you'll enjoy hits like Buy My Own Drinks and Broke Hearts Do Broken Things. Purchase your tickets now at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 to attend all shows. Winning is more fun at the lake.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. That's 2,000 children every single day. It's a heart-wrenching reality that we can no longer ignore. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted vehicle, running or not. Call 1-800-775-5622. We guarantee that you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast, free pickup with 24-hour response. Call 1-800-775-5622. Find the Children provides crucial resources to help find missing children and educational materials to teach kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs have a proven track record of reuniting kids with their families. It's time to act. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Help us build a world where every child is safe. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-775-5622. Together, we can bring these kids home safely. This advertisement was paid for by Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 25. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 36. Tomorrow, overcast. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. Dry with temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday and highs from the upper 20s to the mid 30s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top out at 36 tomorrow. Lows level off around 21 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 38.
All right, a final bid update on our items before we say our goodbyes for this Giving Friday here. And we thank everyone again for all of your support. We're going to take those St. Croix rods 40% off your first quality rod certificate. And the first one is going to go to phone number ending in 9203. You got one of them for $35. I believe that's Dan. The other one's going to go to phone number ending in 3126. And I believe that's Tom. And you got $35 for that great deal. The trail cam is going to go to Darka Uzgin for $25. So congratulations to you. We've got Super One, the $25 gift card, $25, number ending in 3126. I believe that's Tom. And we got the other $25 gift card that's going to go for $20 to Deb. Deb, thank you. And the $100 gift card, the number ending in 1606, gone. The other one, $100 gift card. Deb, you got it. Congratulations to you. Sweet Brew, $10 to a number ending in 1606. Another $10 Sweet Brew, $10 to 1606. And the Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100 certificate. Jody is going to get that for $10. Might be the deal of the day, the last thing we sell. The deal of the day. And the Wildwoods, we got one item that is not sold. The Woods Edge Restaurant at Moose Jaw is a $10 certificate. If you guys want to call me on Monday or right now and purchase that for $5, we'll let that one go. And I tell you, this versus last year, just the generosity, Austin, of people, so many bidding face value on these. It's just really cool. I would guess there's probably a couple thousand dollars that was made off the donated items and certificates. So thank you so much. Monday, we'll work on a final total for you. I think we're going to be well over $7,000. And if you have any questions, give us a call on Monday. We'll figure it out whether you won something or didn't win something. And we'll all just try to relax and enjoy the weekend. Austin, thank you for the help. Had a lot of fun on the hotline. We're going to get a real ringy-dingy phone next year and really take it up a notch. We have to leave room for, you know, to go up. So
get one of those old wall phones.
Oh, yeah, one of the crank phones on there. And then some lady with a nasally voice says, "This is the operator. May I help you?" Have a great weekend, Austin.
You too.
And Brianna, thank you at the front desk. She rocks out there. She's doing a great job. So thank you, everybody, for all your donations, for supporting the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Remember, you can always give at thelordscupboard.org through GoFundMe.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
Buy now at a retailer near you.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
As the last leaves fall, it's time for Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream to say thank you to all our customers as we are now closed for the season. Look forward to our Spring 2024 container workshops and find us at the Phillips Spring Home Sport and Craft Show. Watch Facebook for a holiday gift certificate sale at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. We'll see you next season. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Kyle Repair, your Ponzi parts and service dealer in Park Falls, invites you in for the open house Friday, November 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1, and there's some awesome door prize giveaways like a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. Kyle Repair is also offering parts specials. You'll get 10% off during this special open house event. You do need to be present to receive all the Ponzi parts special offers. Kyle Repair, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Warm up at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet during Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue in Park Falls this Saturday, October 28th. Kayla and the whole crew will be ready with delicious fall coffee concoctions and a thorough selection of tea and tasty treats. Bring the kids by for the prize wheel and browse Kayla's massive fall sale. 20% off fall and winter clothing and boots. No better time to have a good time than this Saturday, October 28th, with Kayla's Kitchen and Closet at Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls.
Are you retired or retiring soon? Do you know how much money you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. These may feel like scary times. Several economists are saying that a recession is imminent. So what do you do? Ancient wisdom says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have an actionable plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan is executed to take advantage of market gains, but protect you from market losses. We would like to give you a free, no-obligation consultation to help you do all three. We will help you discover your magic number and give you the roadmap to get there. Call now to schedule your free consultation. 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108. 800-508-6108. Don't wait. Call 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 25. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 36. Tomorrow, overcast. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. Dry with temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 20s to the mid 30s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top out at 36 tomorrow. Lows level off around 21 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 38.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
Q Country.
Preacher told me last Sunday morning, son, you better start living right.
yesterday's classics.